Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As in Henan, in Norway. His feet are on the ground in Norway. I'm sure they're having no fun. And
what's Mr. Norwegian? Anything. Because we should be calling him that now.
Yeah, he's sure he's
like
using
if you go to Germany, you're Herr.
Oh, right, right. I don't. That'd be another.
But we need to, yeah, he needs to be whatever the
whatever Henan. I think Mr. Probably. I don't know. There's a Norwegian term for that.
There's got to be.
Yeah, good question. Well, here we are. What's on your mind Wednesday, June 8th, 2022. Lots going on. We're brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Council. Oil, natural gas industry, every corner of North Dakota is affected. It is a fact. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. That's ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities. Jason Bohr's back with us for a guest hosting stint. Jason, how have you been, sir? Good to have you back.
Been pretty good. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's, you know, good time to, and then I know tomorrow, Jason Lewis is going to be here, guest hosting
it's
for
Jason
tonight, tomorrow.
Week, everybody.
It is.
It is Jason Week.
That's what's that horror flick Jason coming on this show? That's what I need to know.
That's the one you'd be worried for.
I'm just saying. That'll be the day I take off. Anyway, well, Jason, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How many bottles did you bring today?
I brought three bottles. We'll keep track of them.
No Zero here. He's the guy who
plans. Awake,
yeah, he wants to survive a nuclear war here, just in case. Make sure he still has enough Zero
It'll
to drink.
Just be me and the cockroaches drinking Coke Zero and candy.
I've just never seen anybody bring that much into the studio, that's all. Anyway, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back. Yeah, it's been good because, you know, there's been quite a lot that's happened since the last time I was on. You know, one of the things, it seems like I came on right about the week after everything kind of closed at Coal Creek. And I tell you, working at the Lignite Energy Council in the coal industry, one of the interesting things about that was that was so driven by the industry partners that I don't think anybody knows. Nobody's really had a chance to dig into the principals who were behind the scenes, like somebody like Brent Sanford, and saying, what, you know, what did it take to do that? What have we learned since then? And, you know, we've got him on. I want to ask him a couple questions like that. But also, it's been a big week for North Dakota. You're talking about this Bit Zero data center and some other things that it's really an exciting time to be in North Dakota right now. So it's really a cool time, and we're glad that he can be with us. And then we'll have Congressman Armstrong at the top of the hour, and, you know, you guys referenced the January 6th hearings coming up. But it's just it's chaotic in D.C. right now. There is a lot going on, and I think between energy policy, between what's happening around the Second Amendment, we're fortunate to have somebody like Congressman Armstrong there to represent our interests, so it'll be exciting to talk to him.
I do believe we have Brent on, too.
Oh, cool. Let's get Brent on.
Perfect.
Good morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Are you with us?
So I'm with you. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Can. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. So my question is Scott even a Norwegian? He sure is happy about going to Norway.
I think he plays one on the radio, my man.
Yes, he does. And Carol Juvin makes a good pitch. It sounds wonderful. I'm really envious. It would be great to be able to go do that.
Oh, I'm with you because there's a part of me that's Norwegian too. So it's like I want to go back and see the homeland.
Yeah. Now we'll probably come back to this, Brent, but isn't there some Norwegian tie with this Bit Zero bunch?
Boy, I don't know. There certainly could be. I mean, part of what we've learned is that there actually are sites that are using hydro in Norway. You know, they've got enough. They've got hydropower there and excess hydropower that they can contract for.
Yeah, and so, maybe that's,
you know,
what I'm thinking.
This striving to get to be the clean crypto is, you know, with all the criticism they've gotten from being actually dirty energy crypto, as we all can imagine, in this environment with ESG and all that. I mean, they're striving for the holy grail of where to find it. And so where is that zero emission energy plentiful? And so they're trying to find all those places on the globe.
Yeah. So I was actually going to start with another topic, but let's just keep talking about this one because it's interesting, and it's one of the things that, from the Lignite Energy Council's perspective, we've tried to stay up on crypto policies because it uses our product. It uses electricity. But one of the questions that I've had, you know, there's such serious fluctuations in the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Does that influence the viability of a business plan like theirs? Do you know?
I've seen it asked on the podium to the folks that are supportive of this, and they're saying at the current price structure, it's still very, very, very lucrative and viable. And so you can imagine why there was such a run on it when the prices were much higher than what they are today, you know, when they were four times and 10 times higher. So yes, there evidently is still, you know, a lot of opportunity there. And even with the tremendous capitalization it takes and the amount of computing power you put in, that there's still value at the end. And what we're trying to look into is what's left if and when the crypto mining would diminish, you know, what's left with these units. It's kind of like when we'd look at an oil patch or in coal country, what's the reclamation? What's the next use? Is there a next use for these? And the high speed data processing, the cloud type applications. I mean, all of that is needed as well. You know, so hopefully this can be done in a smart way where it's utilizing excess generation that we would have in our state and working towards the carbon neutrality in 2030, and that all makes sense, and that it's an opportunity to utilize excess power when there is excess power. The thing I'm trying to make sure we pump the brakes and make sure that we're being cognizant of is not taking away that, you know, not having firm commitments and not having the base load that's allocated out when the times are rough, when we've got like an ERCOT event happening in Texas, when we have power outages in our state, brownouts, et cetera, that are being forecast now within the MISO grid by our own PSC and by those grid operators because of coal plants coming offline. We don't want to be providing power to these types of organizations if the cities are having, and the communities and the citizens are having to be on brownout and blackout situations. So the grid is becoming less stable, but you know, that's pushing projects like this to come our way because we produce seven times more electricity than we use. So obviously, and then we have a carbon neutrality 2030 goal, and so there, you know, there, these things are aligning where the capital is here on our doorstep taking a look at what North Dakota has to offer.
Yes, this is one of those projects that after the governor announced carbon neutral 2030 that you could kind of visualize. Is this what you were hoping to accomplish with that announcement, is this type of activity?
Well, actually, the basis of it was continuing with what we had gone through in Empower Commission, Jason, which you're a member as well, of how do we address ESG? How do we communicate what we do in North Dakota where we're not being buried in the ESG world of saying, you know, North Dakota is this backwater where they just pollute and they're proud of it and et cetera. I mean, the narrative being written, if not from us, but from others. And so during the legislative session, it came up with a bill and a concept for the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority that I have the blessing of being able to chair that. It's one of the most challenging things that I do in this position, right? And it's been, I mean, the situations and projects that we're able to fund when we're looking at hydrogen projects, we're looking at carbon capture projects for coal, for the coal generation power plants, we're looking at coal carbon capture on the ethanol plants. And these are all decisions that private industry is making, that industry is making on their own. And for us to be able to help with research dollars, with commercialization dollars, so that it's happening in North Dakota, as the concept is floating around worldwide. It's happening here first. I mean, this is an exciting time. And the being able to explain what we do in agriculture and energy and in the value-added energy and with the ethanol plants and all these opportunities that we have, it has brought capital to our doorstep, which in other times in our state's history, it's not really there. In the oil patch, we see capital being deployed every day, but the, you know, for these other types of projects, oftentimes the capital is not there, and now it is. And so the carbon neutral 2030 pledge was part of it, or the goal is part of it. But getting there is going to be, you know, there's a lot of work ahead.
Well, and that clean sustainable is really integral to getting there, because you can't get there without participation and innovation from the private sector. And that's one of the things that we appreciate about the governor's pledge or goal. So let's talk about that when we get back from the break, because I want to explore that a little bit further with you as the chair.
Here's more filling in on What's in Your Mind. We're at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or text us at 701-237-1590. 17 after the hour. More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On your mind, 1-800-228-0550 or by text 701-237-1590. And we'll hear from Scott Hennen, Hennen, they say, apparently, is whatever. I'm told that's the, why is that the Norwegian. It's also the German. The all Europeans just decide. I know they wanted to get the money on the euro. Did they decide to get the language on a euro language now too? We need to unify. I can't see France going for that for some reason.
No.
Or Spain. Anyway, so he's off in Norway in Fjordland. Don't worry, we'll hear from him later this week. But Jason Bohr is in today, and what's in your mind?
Yeah, and we've got Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us right now, who is chair of the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. And that is, like you were saying, one of kind of the, I don't know, cornerstone assignments, responsibilities you have representing the state. What's some of the interesting work that you've been doing there, Lieutenant Governor?
Well, the intent from the legislature was to be able to have a place for funding and for grant approval and broad perspective from industry and from elected officials to look at our energy future and incent lower emission technology, I think was the main words that Representative Todd Porter from Mandan was trying to, you know, put in place in tweaking our state energy policy that had been in place for since the Hovind administration, where there was a goal to become a player in the very active wind development that was happening in those times. And the goal was like 20 by 20. And so I think we're at 27% wind capacity now within our grid. And keep in mind, that doesn't happen on days where the wind doesn't blow. That's what the nameplate says or whatever, you know, but we succeeded in having a lot of wind development, and so that the next phase is, what are we going to do with addressing the emissions concern of man-made CO2 from our natural gas and our coal industries? And so the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority's main legislative intent, we felt, was to assist with the, like, Project Tundra and now the Coal Creek carbon capture project to help with our baseload coal plants be able to continue forward into the future with their technologies. And the second piece is that the ethanol plants had undergone the same type of movement, and it's actually easier to pull the CO2 off of an ethanol plant, and so we've got two of those plants are moving forward rapidly with carbon capture. And what that does is allow them to sell their ethanol at a premium in those markets that are keeping track of carbon intensity and carbon spores, and so it's very lucrative to go into an investment like this. But it's new technology. It's something that's not commonplace, and it's risky, and it's in the volume of the dollars that are invested. And so the state being able to come in with $25 million of grants, $20 million for hydrogen projects specifically, and $250 million of loans. Low interest loans to put into the financing stack that you've got to come up with to build these giant projects is some good assistance. And ones that we've seen from oil and gas are also exciting, with flare gas capture being used for, again, with crypto. I mean, they're taking flaring on sites that don't have the pipe reaching the site yet. So they're flaring. They're not able to capture the gas and put it into the gas processing plants and into the grid. So there's companies that have on-site generation capabilities to take that flare gas, use those hydrocarbons, power up crypto mining operations on-site, and or high-speed data processing, whichever way they're going. But, these are the types of technologies that are coming, and it's actually reducing the carbon footprint that we are generating in our oil and gas industries. And so, you know, it's good to see it's investments that companies are making on their own. And if we're there to help, you know, push forward some of these that might make sense for the industry to possibly standardize into the future. I mean, it's good to be part of that cutting edge.
And oh yeah,
it's proven out that those good projects are coming.
Well, yeah, and you know, it just reinforces the fact that truly, energy is wealth, right? I mean, it's those. The conversion of energy in the oil field into wealth in the crypto space is just it's a great analog to what we do in this country, which is we're turning energy into wealth, and we've been doing it in North Dakota. through different ways, whether it's that's an ag energy, coal energy, oil and gas, and now there's this new innovative way to do it, which stores the energy that's been pulling out of the ground in a different format. It is truly amazing. You know, let me ask you something about that clean sustainable, because it's a question that we've talked about in the coal industry, and your perspective, Governor's perspective on risk, because the things that you've been talking about are not commercially demonstrated. Maybe the Bitcoin is a little bit closer, but these are things that are relatively cutting edge. And the ethanol capture, coal capture, what is your perspective on how the state can kind of thread that needle between enabling these projects and maintaining the proper risk profile with these assets that we're deploying from the state resources?
Well, the first thing is having a private sector partner. And when the governor speaks of innovation, not regulation, he means it. I mean, he never sits and dreams up a new regulation. I mean, that's something where even though a lot of our cabinet agencies are regulators, that's not the governor's way. His way is that industry will help innovate, and government is not out in front of that innovation curve. And so how can we partner with that? How can we encourage that? How can we incent that so that innovation is in a way that helps towards our goals as a society, as a state? And so in this case, you got to have the private sector partner. And so there's protocols in place at the Industrial Commission, who oversees the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, with Carlene Fine, with Al Anderson running the operation for due diligence. I mean, this isn't something where we're just handing out cash for a dream. I mean, there's got to be agreements in place with private sector. There's got to be, you know, there's matching dollars put in, whether it's a pre-feed study where you're front end engineering. There's got to be dollars put in by the entity themselves, and also a business model and a business plan that can pass a smell test. When you have it, we have a technical advisory committee for Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, and then we have the voting members that are from the Renewable Council, the Oil and Gas Council, and the Lignite Council, and myself. And so, I mean, there's two levels of boards plus technical staff looking at these projects, and they hire technical experts. So hopefully there's due diligence, you know, to be good stewards of the funds. And again, the private sector lead is the key to this. And all of these entities are doing this on their own. Nobody's telling them they have to. They're trying to read those tea leaves and look into that crystal ball in the future of what their customers are going to be demanding of them, and you know, how they can move the ball forward here in North Dakota versus going somewhere else to make this innovation.
And it really is a huge tool for the industry to be able to say, hey, the state is willing to make investment as well. You know, the state is not just a regulator, it is a partner. When we come back, we'll take a question from one of our callers, and then we'll start talking about Coal Creek, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550 by voice or by text, 701-237-1590. To text 237-1590. Or what's in your mind? On the way.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust the media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. That quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested the Biden administration is out of options to lower gas prices in America. While testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday, she continued to lay the blame on events outside of the United States.
Well, prices are very high, in part because of, importantly, because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? Wednesday edition. Jason Boer sitting in for Scotty, who's on the road. Boy, is he on the road in Norway. Going to be there for a couple of weeks. Jason's in today. It's the week of Jason's now on our guest host roster. Jason Lewis will be in tomorrow and Friday. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. It is Wednesday. Valley City serving up Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Chicken parm in Harwood. Swedish meatballs or popcorn chicken on West Main and Fargo. 12th Avenue's got Swedish meatballs as well. NP Avenue serving up that fantastic orange chicken that they do. Salisbury Steak in Glendon and Swedish meatballs as well on 45th and Fargo. Can always tag that 4 for $4, and there's great daily specials and monthly specials the whole month of June, and they're always competitive on the fuel price. And Lord knows we need that right now. Helping America fuel better, PetroServe USA. Jason, welcome back. Good to have you here. And by the way, guys, a Norwegian for Mister is Mister. I did a search there, so.
What?
Come on. It can't be. Right.
It can't be. And by the way, he's not on the road. He's across the pond.
As they say.
As they say. Anyway. Good to have you back, Jason.
Glad to be here. We're going to kick it off. Dave, who is driving up to Minot, has got a question for Lieutenant Governor, talking about carbon dioxide emissions. So kick it over to Dave and see what you got. Keep it short, if you would, please. Are you with us, Dave?
Okay, I'll punch it up. There we go. Hi, Dave. Sorry, we just got you, Dave.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yep, sure can. We missed a button here.
Okay, you got me now.
Yep.
Okay, well, you guys, you got me on the way to Minot. You ticked me off. You start out the show with the crypto scam. Then we go into the United Nations Agenda 2030 carbon footprint. I'm wondering when little angry Greta Thunberg is going to come out and shout, how dare you, to the audience.
Hey, if we could get her on the show, I think we'd have her on in a heartbeat, especially if she took calls. I'd love to have her on for 2 hours of calls from North Dakota and Western Minnesota. I would love to see that.
I wanted to start out by saying good morning, guys, but come on. I mean, how stupid do people think we are? And wouldn't it be nice if just once our elected officials would tell the unelected leaders of the WHO, the World Economic Forum, and the Bilderbergers who just met in Washington, D.C., closed it up on Sunday, that, hey, we are the elected representatives of people. We're not taking your silly, I was going to swear, agenda.
Don't swear, please.
And the story. Carbon neutral, are you kidding me? Carbon's a building block. It's a biological building block. It's plant food. It's the first of the big four, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. Our elected officials are going to have to start showing a little more respect to their voters. That's all I'm going to tell you guys.
Thanks, Dave. But
I'm always in favor of that part of it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yeah.
And I think Look, my first crack at this, and Brent, you're welcome to take a crack at it too, is to say, from the coal industry, our elected officials are being responsive to us because we see carbon dioxide as a revenue stream. We see what some of the misguided rhetoric is, and we're able to say, wait a minute, misguided as that might be, we can build things out of carbon dioxide. We can push it in the ground and get oil out of it. Our elected officials are helping us turn carbon dioxide from a waste, which is going in the atmosphere and probably doing no harm whatever, but they're helping us take it out of the atmosphere, put it in the ground, and make money, create wealth for North Dakota. So I would argue that our elected officials are being fairly responsive. They're not buying into the world is falling like Greta is talking about, but we're recognizing the potential opportunity to make some, to create wealth in North Dakota. And granted, there are going to be some rough edges around the seams as that goes forward. But I don't know, Brent, if you got a different take on it. But I hear that frustration a lot, and I don't want to minimize it because it is legit, right?
I do, too, and I totally understand where you're coming from. And I agree. Elected officials need to stand up to the unelected that are pushing that rhetoric. And what's happening here is with Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, we're trying to point out what we do is not as bad as what they say. And these are already activities that are moving on their own, whether it's zero-till farming practices, whether it's paddock grazing, farming, ranching practices, whether it's Denbury Resources paying for CO2 that ExxonMobil is capturing at a natural gas-fired plant in Wyoming and building a 500-mile-long pipe to bring the CO2 into the Bowman area. And I was able to be out there at that ribbon cutting and that celebration of that event. And that was an oil field that was becoming unprofitable with traditional methods. It's not a Bakken play. It's pooled formations that are the older formations from 20, 30, 40 years ago. And they had gotten 35% of the oil out with water flood was the next piece after just the traditional drilling. And the next horizon for them is to use CO2, which is nature's own solvent, which pulls the oil out of the rock better than anything. And they're going to try to get 100% the oil out of that rock down in that Bowman formation. And it's a business proposition for them to move to capture that, for someone else to capture the CO2, which they already were at the ExxonMobil plant in Wyoming, and then to pipe that CO2 all the way to North Dakota and use it for enhanced oil recovery. So me, as someone coming from the Bakken, I see it as we're going to need a lot of CO2, a lot more than what our coal plants would even be able to produce if they all went to carbon capture. We're going to need that CO2, commercialize it, utilize it for enhanced oil recovery in the future, and that's going to have to come from somewhere. Now, a lot of these current projects are saying they're going to utilize the tax credits to their fullest extent. Now, there's a $50 tax credit per ton to sequester it underground, and then there's a $35 tax credit that's available to actually sell it for other uses. And hey, Senator Kramer is all about, let's take all these credits away. Let's not have the PTCs for wind. Let's not have the 45Qs for coal. Let's just let everything stand on its own. But yes, he'll tell you it's a very lonely voice when you've got Republican senators from ag states that are wanting to have wind and ethanol be the part of their economy that's moving forward with energy. And so it's a voice that we have to keep making a better case for it. And hopefully what we're doing is making a better case for this in North Dakota, that there's a reason if these businesses choose to do it. Nobody's making them do this carbon capture. This is a decision on their own. And there is a use for the CO2 to commercialize it and get the pipelines heading this direction into North Dakota.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. Let's take one more caller. Nate from Fargo, you got a question for us?
Hello, Lieutenant Governor. I want to talk to you about the energy industry and BitZero, the $500 million company that it's a data mining center that might come to North Dakota. I have a point to make and then two questions. The point I want to make is that those data mining centers is, as far as I understand, use about 5 million gallons of fresh water per day. And the second point I would like to make is that they also use about 90 billion kilowatt hours of electricity annually, and that's equivalent to about 34 coal-powered plants. My question is, where is the water going to come from for BitZero? where's the MHA on this? I know they want a greenhouse out of the deal. And where's the electricity going to come from? Are we going to expect some rolling blackouts coming out soon when that company comes to North Dakota? Thank you.
Thanks, Nate. Brent kind of talked a little bit about some of that earlier, but if you want to recap for the listeners, that'd be great.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. Those are all good questions. And so if you look at the – there was a project that came online in the Jamestown area. That's a good example of lining up intermittent power from where there's excess power available at a node. And they lined up their own local utilities and water and the site and put the project in place. And they actually shut down from – they turned off from the grid when there were concerns this winter, especially in these last – during these last blizzards. They actually went to their own on-site generation backup that they have and were not pulling from the grid. So that's an example of how you can put these things in and use excess power. It's kind of what I was alluding to in the first half-hour conversation, using excess generated power if there is excess generated power. And they're viewing us as a place to do this when we generate seven times more power than we use. But a lot of that power is spoken for, right? And what we saw with brownouts during the ERCOT event in Texas, I believe that was that last winter, Jason, or was that 2 winters
ago?
Time flies. 2021.
Yep.
During the 21 legislative session. So we actually had brownouts in North Dakota because of what was happening with mismanagement in Texas. And with what's forecasted out of the MISO grid this summer, it's sounding like there might be brownouts in our area from the coal plants being shut down in other parts of the grid that we're interchanging with. That we're in the MISO grid, which goes more east and down to Missouri, and then the SPP grid that goes more on the west side of the state and down into the northern part of Texas. And so these grids are large areas bound together, and some of the states have stronger renewable standards than us, and they might not have the baseload dispatchable power when needed. And as you take more coal plants offline, that's a concern. So I hear you on the concern, and that's what Bit Zero is going to have to put together for a business model, is how to get to those wind and solar projects that they'd like to, how to get access to the hydroelectric power allocations that MHA is speaking of. You know, there's a lot of details to work out. The ability to have excess heat from a crypto mining center to push into greenhouses, that would mean they're going to have to co-locate. So, yes, there's a lot of logistics. And they came here because all these pieces could fit together. They can fit together. And so that's what they're going to be working towards. But yes, we have to, as leaders, have to watch the reliability of the grid, first of all. And then also, you know, try to help business development if there's a good business case and it's positive for the entire citizenry of North Dakota.
I think that's where having a knowledgeable and active PSC can really help that process, as well as just the policymakers we have in general. Last time I was doing this show, Lieutenant Governor, we just had the transfer of Coal Creek over to Rainbow. And I think for the next several years, one of the big stories is as all the behind-the-scenes stuff comes out, we're going to learn how complex and touch-and-go that was the whole time and how fascinating it was. But you were kind of in the driver's seat for a lot of that negotiation process, and a lot of the movers and shakers were facilitated by your work. Like, if you were to look back and say, how did that all come together? What do you remember from that time frame? And what were some of the important things that that gave you the tools you needed to play that role?
Well, early on, in I think it was December of 2019 when the employee meeting was held from Great River Energy employees and leadership from Minneapolis about the you know, letting them know they're going to be making a decision 6 months from that point in May of 2020 of whether or not to close Coal Creek. It looked like they would be because of economics. You know, it was a clarion call up in coal country. What are we going to do? And so our office got involved right away, and visiting with other CEOs in the utility business, saying, you know, there's got to be a way. That's the.
Lieutenant Governor, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more What's on Your Mind in just a moment.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your value. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Glad you're here. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and guest host Jason Bohr hanging out for Scotty, who's in Norway on his tour they're doing for, I think, end of next week. So, and as it turns out, I guess Maria is the is kind of the de facto tour guide for the thing they're doing over there. But we'll be checking in with Scotty in the not-too-distant future here on the program. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich. And I'll tell you what, Pucklich... Well, we know they specialize in the single owner, certified, ready to go, pre-owned, amazing vehicles. And they got another one for you. A 2015 Buick Enclave, the leather, all wheel drive. Now this is perfect, ready to go, set up, 82,000 miles on it. It's a 3.6, got the V6 in it. Years and years left on that engine. The exterior is that silver with a, they call it Cocachino leather interior. It's kind of a, it's a light tan color on the interior. Just gorgeous. See a picture of it at the website. Loaded. It's got the blind spot monitor, hands-free, lift gate. It's got the heated seats, the backup camera. Plenty more. You need to see it in person, really. But hurry up. And with Pocklet specializing in these local single-owner vehicle trades, they don't last long. So think about this, too. All service on this vehicle has been done locally at Pucklage. So they've cared for this car since the beginning. It was on the lot at $23,000. You're driving away if you tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind for $22,000 even. Save $1,000. Tell them you heard about it right here. Pucklage. They say you drive, we'll ride with you. Check it out. 2015 Buick Enclave in the leather group, all-wheel drive for $22,000 if you say you heard it right here on What's on Your Mind. Jason Bohr in for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Just continuing visiting with our Lieutenant Governor Sanford regarding energy issues in North Dakota, and you were just kind of walking us through behind-the-scenes issues, and you're going to be in the middle of the behind-the-scenes conversations on this issue, the transfer of Coal Creek, for the next several years, telling your story and the things that people didn't know, Lieutenant Governor, but continue that thought about what you were able to take advantage of, the tools that North Dakota has, that, you know, who... What did you need to make that deal happen, and walk us through it?
Well, the people is really what it was. And I'll give him a name, Mac McLennan from Encoda, was the one saying, you know, there's got to be a way to save that plant, the flagship. And so he was helping drive a dialogue of, you know, what other options are there. And I'm sure see if Encoda had a role to play. In the end, they did not. But at the same time, you had Coal Country, Lad Erickson, the state's attorney up at McLean County, saying, you know, not on our watch. This can't be a situation where that DC line gets be overrun with wind electrons and no coal plant. That's not going to work for our area. So the county commission put a moratorium on wind development in place, basically. And that was, you know, that was acknowledged later in the process of, you know what, it forced a dialogue, didn't it? It really did. And then you have Faces of Coal. Anna Novak and Mark Pierce, who are now running for legislature, they were pushing hard with local grassroots of, hey, let's save the coal plant. You know, and it's no easy thing in today's age when America's closing their coal plants and China's building more. We could spend the whole show on that another day. But anyway, this is the plant that had done the most upgrades, and it was one worth saving. And so fast forward to the early part of the summer of 2020, Rainbow Energy raised their hand, and so then it was like, okay, now there's someone where Senator Hovind and myself having a lot of meetings with executives that were in play before Rainbow, and now all of a sudden now we have someone to help assist. So now it turns into more of an economic development project of, you know, what can we do with all the tools at our disposal to help? And a thing that I didn't mention at the remarks at the Coal Creek project closure was that you got to remember, for a year, Rainbow's name wasn't out there. They were in disclosure, right. They were in negotiation with Great River Energy, but I was on the show a lot trying to console people, let them know, no, there's a legitimate buyer out there, and we see a path forward. But I can tell you it was touch and go until the very end with bonding requirements, with financing arrangements for the DC line, for, you know, all these different tools that were needed, and a grant from Clean Sustainables to encourage the pre-engineering for the carbon capture project, that now all of a sudden Rainbow Energy would be taking over low-interest loans from Legacy Fund Principal that are administered through the Bank of North Dakota on the Match Loan Program. A lot of tools at our disposal. John Weeda and North Dakota Transmission Authority. John used to work for Great River Energy at that plant, and then now his current job as Transmission Authority working on the Industrial Commission was really on point for a lot of these issues as well. But the legislature met in the middle of this, and again, the name wasn't out until after legislative session that right. Rainbow Energy had a purchase agreement with Great River, and they passed some great legislation asked Stacy Chider a lot of times from Rainbow Energy, would this help you? Would this legislation help you? Would this not? So having that direct connect with the legislative leaders is so important. And so Lauren Copsing and Stacy Chider, Rainbow Energy, can't give enough credit to those guys for stepping forward. Jeff Jonathan, the VP group, their leadership, it's a tremendous effort they put forth. And then from June 2021 until January of 2022, they're wrestling with the state of Minnesota to transfer permits.
Yeah, unexpected.
From MISO. And the governor Burgum had numerous meetings with Governor Walz trying to talk them off the ledge, saying, no, this helps you. There's a carbon capture and a wind and more wind projects coming online for this DC line, bringing the power to your state. It helps you with your goals as well. It helps both states. You know, so it was there's a lot of players. Can't say enough of the individuals involved in bringing a lot of state government together to get the project moving. I have to tell you, the labor unions were behind it as well. You know, to get both sides of the aisle.
It was an awesome effort, and appreciate your leadership in it. And thanks for being on the show, Brent.
Thanks, Jim.
Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. More on
it's
the way.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.